He put the guitar on the seat beside him. The car was an automatic, scattered with candy wrappers and empty cigarette packs. A total loser owned this car, he thought. One of those ladies who wore too much makeup and worked as a secretary somewhere dead and plastic spastic, like the dry cleaners, maybe, or the bank. He put the car in gear and backed up. Still nothing, no shouts, no sirens. He geared into drive and pulled away. He hadn't driven much, but it seemed to be a lot like sex. If you pretended to know what was going on, then pretty soon you did know, and then it was all second nature. By the high school, Ned Stone and Randy Delaney were hanging out on the corner, tossing butts into the grass before they went inside, and he looked for Lauren Labeglio, who sometimes stood there with them, whose breath was often dark and smoky when he kissed her. The guitar slipped. He pulled over and strapped it in with a seatbelt. A gremlin. Shit. Through town now, stopping carefully at every light, the day vibrant and blue. He thought of Rosemary's eyes filling with tears. He hadn't meant to hurt her, but he had. And something had happened. Something had changed. She was part of it, and he was not, though his father's face had filled, for just an instant, with happiness at his news. Paul drove. He did not want to be in that house for whatever happened next. He reached the interstate where the road split and went west to Louisville. California glimmered in his mind. Music there, and an endless beach. Lauren Labeglio would latch herself onto someone new. She didn't love him, and he didn't love her. She was like an addiction, and what they were doing had a darkness to it, a weight. California. Soon he'd be on the beach playing in a band and living cheap and easy all summer long. In the fall, he'd find a way to get to Juilliard, hitchhike across the country, maybe. He cranked his window all the way down, letting the spring air rush in. The gremlin barely hit 55, even with his foot pressing the pedal to the floor. Still, it felt like he was flying. He had come this way before, on orderly school trips to the Louisville Zoo, and earlier, on those wild rides his mother had taken when he was small, when he lay in the back seat watching leaves and branches and phone lines flashing in the window. She had sung loudly with the radio, her voice lurching, promising him they'd stop for ice cream, for a treat, if he'd just be good, be quiet. All these years he had been good, but it hadn't made any difference. He'd discovered music and played his heart out into the silence of that house, into the hole his sister's death had made in their lives, and that hadn't mattered either. He had tried as hard as he could to make his parents look up from their lives and hear the beauty, the joy that he'd discovered. He'd played so much and he'd gotten so fine. And yet all this time they'd never looked up, not once. Not until Rosemary had stepped through the door and altered everything. Or maybe she hadn't changed anything at all. Maybe it was just that her presence cast a new, revealing light on their lives, shifting the composition. After all, a picture could be a thousand different things. He put his hand on the guitar, feeling the warm wood, comforted. He pressed the pedal to the floor, climbing between the limestone walls where the highway had been cut into the hill, and then he descended toward the curve of the Kentucky River, flying. The bridge sang under his tires. Paul drove and drove, trying to do anything but think.